Because you're doing it the right way with a morning mix with Keith and Dawn.
Now there's something we can all enjoy.
On Mix 96.7 WBVI.
13 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock in the morning, we have a very special guest in the studio this morning.
We brought some sunshine to a cloudy day. Good morning, Emmy. How are you?
I'm doing well. How about you?
We're great.
You are performing at the Marathon Center, and it's coming up tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you're making your tour around. For those that don't know where you come from, you've been on the Today Show, you've been at the Grand Ole Opry, but you're what, 15?
Yeah, I'm 15.
How does someone get to do all those things?
Well, I mean, I've done this for a little while now. I mean, I started singing when I was around 5 years old, and it just kind of became a big part of who I am. So I just kept singing and kept doing what I do, and somehow I ended up here.
What made you be so interested in singing?
Well, I guess my grandmothers and, you know, so many other amazing artists and singers and, you know, performers out there really just kind of inspired me, really. My great-grandmother was a singer, and my grandmother and my dad and everybody, really. And my mom is a writer, so it just kind of runs in my blood.
I heard a little bit of that Southern
of twang,
in there.
I know. I love it. I love it. So even though that we are an adult contemporary mix, and we always tell our listeners to kind of mix it up a little bit, so we love that twang.
Oh, thank you.
We were listening to your tracks yesterday. A little bit. And they compare you to Janis Joplin?
Sometimes, yeah. I guess I can hear it sometimes because of the singing style in some ways. But I love her music and I loved her. And
you probably love her. You loved her spirit.
Well, yeah. I mean, I loved her singing and how much joy and, you know, just
passion
into what she does. So that was really my main focus within her. But there's a lot of others as well.
We heard a little Dolly Parton in there, too.
Yeah, I mean, I've gotten that a few times. I love Dolly. I mean, I grew up listening to her music. So she's a big part of the artists that really inspire me and bring me to do this, really.
If I were to go on to your phone and look at your music, what do you listen to?
Actually, people have like a great idea of what I listen to, but it's very much different than what most people really think of me sometimes.
Are you more eclectic?
I think so sometimes. My fans usually expect me to listen to a lot more of like a Dolly Parton and more so of a lot of the more like older country. I do. It's a big part of what I listen to, but I listen to a lot of Loretta Lynn and Dolly, and I listen to a lot of artists that I love. Her name is LP. And I love her music and her writing. And also, I listen to a lot of They Might Be Giants as well, I've listened to them for a while, and I love. I'm actually going to get to go see them soon, which I am very excited about. So,
do you enjoy writing more than performing?
I like them both equally, really. I mean, I enjoy writing because it's a peaceful thing that kind of just brings you to yourself. But I also love performing because you're getting to make people happy. I mean, that's the whole thing, you know.
Do you write a lot for your, are your songs all written by you, or is it a collaboration, or how does that work for you?
So I started writing with my mom when I was 5 years old, and then I kind of branched out and started writing with different people and by myself as well, but my mom just kind of started me on writing, and I've gotten to work with her ever since, and I'm very thankful that we have that bond.
Do you write the lyrics first, or do you write the music first?
It depends on the song, really. I mean, I love melodies. Melodically, I just think that, you know, having an elaborate melody is so much fun, you know, just to write. But, I mean, also, I love writing cool stories as well. I started doing a few short stories when I was younger, too. And then I just kind of turned them into songs over time. So I love both equally. I can't say I love one more than the other.
Well, you're going to play, and what is the instrument you're going to play? Is that a ukulele?
Yeah, it's a ukulele. It's a tenor ukulele. It's a super tenor, and I got it from Calla, which I'm endorsed by, Calla Ukulele.
And your name is engraved on it.
Yes, it is.
Oh, it is. That's really kind of cool.
Yeah, there was this lady at Calla who got to build this ukulele for me, and I got to work with her on this, and it just turned out beautifully, and I love it.
So this is one of a kind for you.
It is. We were talking about it being a signature series as well. So, I mean, like, there's a lot of stuff in the future for this ukulele.
Oh, cool. So you're going to perform something. What song are you going to perform?
Yeah, I'm going to do a song called Crimson Moon. So there you go.
Emmy Sunshine.
this crimson moon in the Georgia heat. It's where I lost you. That's where I found me. Now I'm better off. Oh, all alone. A promise ring on your hand. It's still just a stone. I don't need to be in love. Well, I may be young, but I'm woman enough to be happy on my own. Happy on my own, don't you call my bluff. Let the light of this crimson moon shine down and, oh, lift me up. Oh, lift me up. Oh, lift me up. A table for one. You call my bluff. Let the light of this crimson moon shine down and, oh, this crimson moon in the Georgia heat. It's where I lost you. That's where I found me.
Oh, Emmy Sunshine, you can tell you love to perform.
I do.
You smile as you play.
I do. I enjoy it so much. I mean, it's one of my passions, and I hope to do it for as long as I can.
I mean, you have so much to so much time to live for, and you have not experienced a whole lot of things in the 15 years, and being able to write about things down the road that you're going to experience, I'm sure you're going to continue to do that.
Well, yeah, I mean, I kind of just write about things that I see in the world more so. I mean, like, we got a lot to talk about anyway, so why not write about it? But I mean, I think that for me, songs like that is just stories that I come up with, and you know, they just kind of turn into what they are now, and I'm glad that they kind of resonate with some people. So yeah, I think I make a difference somehow.
It's beautiful.
I have a question. Being 15, you're obviously still going to school.
You're
going to
ask the same question I was thinking of.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, go ahead.
How do you continue your work studies? Do you have a tutor with you?
Yeah, I get this question a lot. I'm homeschooled, so okay. It makes it easier for me to travel. I've been homeschooled ever since kindergarten, so it's not really anything new to me. So for me, this is just normal, but also playing, I mean, I just kind of, it was very convenient for me where I could go on the road and still have a education as well. But it's also that, you know, being out of public school, it kind of gave me more creative control over what I did. I mean, when I wrote music and whatever I did, really. I mean, because you can do your homework in your pajamas, really.
That's right.
I love it.
Well, you'll be performing tomorrow night at the Marathon Center for the Performing Arts. And you say it was sold out?
That it was sold out. So if you don't have your Emmy Sunshine tickets, sorry, you lose.
Well, yep, there you go.
You'll just have to come back another time for everybody else.
Well, I hope so, definitely. I hope we get to see everybody next time.
Do you have time to perform one more song?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to do a song that I wrote. It's called There's Got to Be More.
Emmy Sunshine, thank you so much for taking time to come visit us this morning.
Oh, thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
Emmy, if people want to find out more about you, what can they do? Where can they go to?
You can go to theemmysunshine.com. It's just theemmysunshine.com. You can find out all of my social media. You can find out future tour dates, merchandise, and all that stuff. So, yeah.
Swag.
Yeah, absolutely.
Swag. Thank you. Have a safe trip to rest of today and a great performance tomorrow night.
Well, I appreciate it so much.
Thank you so much, Emmy.
All right. We'll take a quick look at the weather forecast and then Lance's news and sports. The weather is being brought to you this morning by...
the Hancock County Veterans Services Office, serving those who've served.
Here is your Mix 96.7 WBVI AccuWeather forecast. Mostly cloudy for today with a bit of rain, mixed with snow early, breezy this afternoon, high 47. Clear to partly cloudy tonight, low 26. Partly sunny and mild tomorrow, breezy in the afternoon, high 52. Considerable clouds tomorrow night, low 32. Friday, mostly cloudy, windy and colder with a few snow showers, high 39. With your AccuWeather forecast on Mix 96.7, I'm Cheryl Golden.
Ohio veterans, your service may be worth more than you think. You could be eligible for health care, financial assistance, education, home loans, and more. Disabled wartime veterans could also qualify for the Ohio Veterans Home. You never know till you check, so get connected with your benefits. Contact your County Veterans Service Office today. Call us at 419-424-7036. Visit us online at hancockveterans.com or follow us on Facebook.
I need to find me a tough truck for hauling and towing.
I need a vehicle that's fuel efficient, reliable, and good looking.
Let's check out Carry Ford.
Your road to savings starts here. We have a full line of Ford cars, trucks, and SUVs, and a large inventory of pre-owned vehicles. Our service doesn't stop after the sale. We have a state-of-the-art service center. Stop by and experience what Carry Ford can do for you. Cary Ford, 1200 South Vance Street in Cary.
It's time now for the news being brought to you by Cary Ford. Your road to savings starts at Cary Ford, located at 1200 South Vance Street in Cary. With the news, here's Lance.
Thank you, Keith, as we take another look at news on this Wednesday morning. One person was injured in a two-car crash on South Main Street in